It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday, August 21st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week, Twitter announced that it was changing its policy related to violent images and videos within its platform. The announcement came as the loved ones of kidnapped American photojournalist James Foley have been asking people not to share images or video of his beheading at the hands of extremists. And last week, Zelda Williams quit Twitter after people harassed her with offensive images of her father, Robin Williams, following his death. YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, and many more of the places we live online have dealt with similar challenges, but there's an interesting layer to this. Even if we don't share images of violence, we sometimes still promote them in the view of the algorithms that measure our engagement. Joining me to talk about this is Karen North, professor of social media and psychology at USC Annenberg. Karen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back.
Sites like Facebook and YouTube have complex guidelines for dealing with graphic and violent content, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, because what these social networks and social media sites try to do is they try to offer everybody and anybody a voice, but at the same time they want to maintain what many of them refer to as community standards, which would include not promoting things that would be really offensive or hurtful.
And it's also kind of complicated because the way that algorithms behind all of these tools deal with how we react to this content sometimes promotes content that we don't want to promote.
Right. Well, I mean, what a lot of people don't realize is the way that content, posts, pictures, videos, the way that the social networks decide what to promote and recommend to you is based on how engaging it is. And the way that they determine that in part is whether or not people react to it.
Right. So even if I shared something and said, this is despicable, that thing that I might share might get a better ranking online because of that.
It would get a better ranking online. And similarly, if you hit dislike, they don't know that you're disliking it because you think it should be taken down. The algorithm is counting points on that because
right.
It believes that you're so engaged in the experience that you're now interacting with it.
Well, even the act of watching it, the algorithm would also give a certain piece of content points just for that level of engagement.
True, but if you start watching something and you jump away from it quickly because it's not what you expected, it demonstrates that it's not engaging and you don't want to watch it, versus if you watch it and then interact with it or engage with it.
Is there anything else I can do as a user to discourage violent content from being in my feeds?
If whichever social media platform you use offers you an opportunity to flag things and to send a note saying this is offensive content, you have the right to request that content be taken down. The only problem is that you have to have some sort of standing to say that. So if it's violent content that is outside of the community standards, you can say that. But if it's something that you don't like because you don't like it, but other people do, you probably don't have standing to say that.
Karen North is a professor of social media and psychology at USC Annenberg. Karen, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
When I was in school, it was all about trapper keepers. Got to have one to organize my pencils and my giant eraser and the collated folders for social studies and math. But these days, if you're a school kid, your must-have item is often a laptop or even a tablet. Sometimes that piece of technology is provided by the school, and in Massachusetts, the ACLU is suing a school district over who gets to take school-provided iPads home with them. Marketplace's Annie Baxter takes a look.
In the Mendon-Upton Regional School District, all students have access to iPads at school, but only some kids can bring the school's tablets home. Those who qualify for free or reduced price lunch, or who pay a fee.
But everyone in the middle, students whose parents can't or choose not to buy this expensive device, they don't get to take it home.
Laura Rotolo is with the ACLU of Massachusetts, which filed a complaint with the state's Department of Education. Rotolo says the iPads must be provided to all kids for free if they're a core part of the curriculum.
there is an equity issue.
Scott Himmelstein directs the Mobile Technology Learning Center at the University of San Diego. He says even when schools give all kids devices, other legal questions might crop up. Like, do those kids have equal access to broadband at home to complete homework assignments?
Case law is slowly evolving in this. These things are being tested nationwide.
In Massachusetts, the Department of Education has asked the Mendon-Upton School District for a report on its iPad policies. It's due by the end of the month. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
I don't know if the teacher will allow it for use on school property, but if you've got a mobile device, you should check out the Marketplace app. It's in Apple's App Store and on Google Play. This week, you can find a handy guide on app permissions via an interview I did with my fellow Marketplace host, Kai Rizdahl. Download it. Tell us what you think. And before we go, no matter what piece of technology you're driving, you should not be driving it drunk. That includes cars, smartphones, and this thing. That is the sound of a Segway, and Norwegian police just arrested someone for driving one drunk in central Oslo for the first time, or so they believe. While the blood test was pending, authorities said the man was behaving erratically and appeared to be struggling with balance, which, of course, on a Segway is a key element of driving. The man may be the first drunk Segway driver in Norway, but he may not be the last. The country just lifted a ban on that two-wheeled menace. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.